From torture to transformation. This is how you can use your relationship with food to go from where you are now and transform your body to what you are looking for. So there's a couple of things. The first thing is, we're going to talk about three things today. And the first thing is going to be basically how all of your thoughts around food are negative. And the second thing we'll cover is basically our goal here is to change some of our habits so that we can get the results that we want, which is a leaner, stronger, healthier body. And that comes down to your mindset and your thoughts. And then the last thing we'll talk about, best thing, will be how you can actually change that mindset so you can get the results you're looking for. Because at the end of the day, your behaviors are not controlled by your conscious mind, which if it was, you and I both know that all I gotta do is eat healthier and then I'll get the results that I want, or eat better. But you start out and you don't stick with it. So the real drivers of behavior are subconscious. So we're gonna talk about how to change that. So let's get into it. So the first part of this whole thing is that everything you think and say or around your food is negative. When you're getting ready to eat something, you're either agonizing over how you can't eat it because it's going to make you fat. You're agonizing over how you ate it and now you feel guilty. You're agonizing over not knowing how many calories are in it. And now, you know, all your progress is ruined. Even if you have all these amazing chefs and wonderful people who are out there making these amazing, beautiful foods and dishes, and yet here you are, you're sitting around and it's just a miserable, torturous experience. You can't go a day, you can't go one meal without thinking about something negative around your food. Like, your relationship with food is not cool. So that's the first thing that you got to realize, that, man, it's such a big part of your life, yet everything about it is negative. So that's the first thing that you got to change, because as we'll go into in the next section, that's if you don't change your thoughts around it, then you'll never change the habits. And it doesn't really matter what strategies you use or what methods you use, because the underlying problems are never really addressed. You're just addressing the symptoms or trying to control behavior consciously, which is not where you change behavior. Behavior changes subconsciously. Now, let's get into the second part. How can you actually change your habits? Because you've tried before and it hasn't worked. And we all know a million people who are always trying to lose body fat, yet they just can't do it. So here's the thing. The reason why is because your habits are not controlled with your conscious mind. Because if they were, you already know what you need to do. A lot of you guys are even more knowledgeable. You know about calories and macros, yet you just can't do it. So why is that? The reason for that is because the real decision maker of behaviors is subconscious. It's your subconscious mind, okay? And a large part of that is, so your behaviors are determined by your perceptions. Your perceptions are determined by your beliefs, and your beliefs are created by inputs through your senses. So basically, the environment that you have grown up around, what you have read, what you have heard, and then the thoughts that you repeat to yourself are the basis of your beliefs. And one of my favorite quotes is, a belief is just a thought that you keep repeating to yourself. Okay. And so if you have that belief that's underlying, then it's going to form a perception of what's possible and what's not possible. That's your reality. And then your perception is what decides your behaviors, right? So That's why we know a lot of people who, you know, they might even get some results, but then they inevitably slide back to their former selves. And sometimes, you know, the disappointment of sliding back makes you, you know, kind of give up and feel even more defeated. And then you end up gaining more weight than you originally had. So although this is not as sexy as strategies and tactics, it's the only way to really change behavior is by going all the way back to the subconscious and beginning to change the inputs that will change your beliefs, all right? So one of my favorite analogies of this is that, you know, you can have the best diet, the best meal plan, the best coach, the best whatever, and you still won't get results. The reason why is that's like having amazing seeds, right? The best tools, but you have a shitty patch of soil, nothing will grow there. But if you take even, you know, an average seed or any kind of seed and you plant it in fertile soil, everything grows, right? So what we want to do is we don't want to focus so much on the tactics and the strategies. We want to focus on the soil. How do we change the mindset? And that's what we're going to get into in the third part of this segment. All right. Third part of this is actually how to change that soil, how to change that mindset, so then the behaviors actually change, because that's what we're looking for, right? We're looking for the behaviors to change, because once the behaviors change, then your body changes. The body changing is just a product of what you do on a regular basis. All right, so here's the key here, all right? In the last little section, we talked about how you can't change your habits if you have an unfertile mindset. And your unfertile mindset is coming from all of the thoughts that you have around food. So everything you're talking about with food, what you're doing with food, how it's affecting you, how you're trying to lose weight, but you can't lose weight, and how you can't eat potatoes, and this has gluten in it, and that has, you know, too much this, that has too much this, aspartame will kill you, this will give you cancer, blah, 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 blah. All those are negative thoughts, which will determine your perception, which will determine your behaviors. So how do we change that? Now, this is the good stuff. The way to change that is by shifting from those thoughts where you're focused on what you don't have, right? What you're focused on the negative aspect of what you want. What you want is a healthy, lean, strong, vibrant, energy-filled body. That's what you want. But you're focused on all the problems, okay? So the way to change that is to focus on gratitude. And everybody knows this, everybody hears this, but nobody does it. So if you really want to change and change the software in your brain and the programming, okay, this is how you do it. So here are some things that you can do on a regular basis, okay? Number one, monitor what you say and think about food, okay? So every time you're about to eat, don't freak out. Don't feel guilty. Instead, even if you're gonna overeat, it doesn't matter. Even if you're gonna eat something quote unquote bad or too many calories, doesn't matter. Focus on things to be grateful for about that food, okay? So for example, let's say I'm about to eat this Rice Krispie treat, the big one, okay? It's 260 calories, and I'm gonna eat it with my coffee. All right, look. This is amazing. It's a delicious treat. It's fantastic. The making of this thing, there are so many people who had jobs because of this thing, right? So many parts went into this. Marketing, advertising, the factory where it was made, the packaging. And then think about all of the different places from around the world where pieces came in to make this and deliver this piece of food to your desk, okay? Think about all of that. Or if you're at a restaurant, okay, think about how the chef, what the chef went through to learn, and how he must have wanted to be a chef when he was a little kid, and how he put together this meal in front of you. Like, if it's your grandma's amazing brontë or chocolate chip cookies, think about, you know, how she learned how to make those when she was a little girl from her mom or her grandma, and how you're here today in a, you know, in a safe, prosperous country, and you're able to eat this and enjoy this and maybe one day learn it, and then you can pass it on. Like, think about how good it's gonna taste, how good it smells. Think about the textures, okay? And be grateful for it. And if you are able to do that on a regular basis, you will slowly begin to change your mindset, the software. And then what you will notice is that it will become easier. You won't even know, you won't even think, but your behaviors will begin to shift. All right? Now, this is one of the best ways to do it. Most people don't do it this way. They try to force themselves and then they're constantly miserable. That's not a way to live, all right? Because at the end of the day, when you're 90 years old, you're not gonna look back and say, oh my God, I wish I wouldn't have eaten that chocolate chip cookie or that Rice Krispies treat. You're gonna think about all the amazing times that you had and the relationships and the meals that you shared and all of the experiences that you had, right? So that's, you know, particularly in relationship to food. And then just practice gratitude all the time, and don't focus on why it's not working. Focus on the feeling of what it will feel like when you achieve the body, the health, the strength, the leanness that you want, okay? Imagine, how's it gonna feel to wear whatever clothes you want? How's it feel to put on, just grab anything at the store and just, everything will look good? How's it gonna feel to take your shirt off and, you know, people are gonna admire and be like, oh my God, like, what have you been doing? How are you so lean and how are you so strong? How's it gonna feel to pick things up and be pain-free and be strong? Right? How's it gonna be able to do things for yourself and people can say, hey, do you need help? And you're like, no, I'm good. How are those things gonna feel? And be grateful for those things before they happen, okay? That is the key to making these changes, all right? And that is it, my friends, for this week. This is a little bit longer episode, but this is something that's very important. We gotta change our relationship with food, and food is a beautiful, amazing thing, and it should not be something that we're so miserable about, because if you're miserable about it, you won't get the results that you're looking for. You won't get the outcome that you want. You'll be miserable, right? So think about that. Use those two tools, okay? Start to change your mindset and your beliefs, and amazing things will happen, because at the end of the day, like I said, you're not going to be worried about, you know, that chocolate chip cookie, right? And let's put things in perspective. What is really going on? Oh, you're 30 pounds overweight, you're 50 pounds overweight. What'd you do? You didn't commit a crime. You just ate too much food. That's all you did. All you did was eat too much food. Awesome. Now let's enjoy food and let's get back to a healthy self. It's super easy. Start enjoying life. Start enjoying the food you're eating and change that conversation in your brain, all right?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.